The Nicholas Snow Show begins right now.
I'm Nicholas Snow. Welcome to the show. On the evening of Tuesday, December 1st, 2015, also World AIDS Day, Desert AIDS Project hosted its second annual Everyday Heroes event at the Camelot Theaters in Palm Springs, California, to honor the volunteer efforts of everyday people doing extraordinary things for the clients of Desert AIDS Project. It was an evening of heartwarming stories of people, and I was one of the honorees, actually, and thrilled to be so. The other honorees include Bella DeBall, local icon, social ambassador, and supporter of many local nonprofits, Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp, who live both locally and in Las Vegas. They've raised significant sums for Desert AIDS Project through popular parties. Margie Lobley, a longtime volunteer with Desert AIDS Project, including 20 years of service at DAP's monthly farmers market through the Linsky Food Depot, where clients receive fresh produce and other items to help stretch their food budget. And yes, I was honored. I'm a client of Desert AIDS Project, and they describe me as a longtime activist, an HIV activist, author, and journalist. And I was just thrilled to be among them and thrilled to bring you the show. Speaking of which, I have the entire evening in this podcast, but I have separately produced 3 individual episodes for the other honorees. So if you check out NicholasSnow.com in the podcast section, you'll find one episode for Bella DeBall to share with all her friends, another for Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp to share with all their friends, and another for Margie Lobley to share with all her friends. But for people who want to hear the whole night in one podcast, this is it.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious 3-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A 3-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
For the complete menu and holiday specials, visit lulupalmsprings.com. And for contest information, find and like Lulu California Bistro on Facebook. Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California. And I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before. And I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
And welcome back. You're in for a very inspiring episode. Coming up next, Barbara Keller, the chairperson of the board of directors for Desert AIDS Project, takes the stage. I was so honored that she presented me with my Everyday Heroes Award. I wanted to let you know that even though it wasn't part of the official awards program, I'm inserting my own HIV testing safer sex awareness anthem, The Power to Be Strong, into this broadcast at an appropriate moment, because I think it really adds to the content in terms of my honor. And I wanted to share that with you, especially after the acceptance speech that I delivered, happening now.
Desiree's Project Board Chair, Barbara Kellett.
Hi.
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 Before I give you the prepared words for me, I want to let you know that it's been a year since David Brinkman and I have been talking about how excited we were about this night coming back to us again. It would have taken something really major for either of us not to show up. A few weeks ago, David was invited by the White House to come to Washington, D.C. with 70-some-odd other world leaders in the field of HIV/AIDS. And he did so well, apparently, that they asked him to come back for World AIDS Day. And so there he is in Washington, D.C. I know he really would love to be here, but I'm sure he's very proud to be there, and we're so proud of him. Yeah. Since 1988, people throughout this earth have marked December 1st as World AIDS Day. From Sydney and Shanghai to Dublin and Delphia, from Cape Town and Paris to Sao Paulo and Palm Springs, people with HIV and their allies unite. For 24 hours, we privately mourn all those we've lost, while publicly rededicating ourselves to the war against the virus. It's the one day of the year when, in spirit, all concerned global citizens stand together, free of borders, and open our hearts and minds even wider than usual. At Desert AIDS Project, we pay tribute to the fallen and to every soldier who carries on by hosting this, our second annual Everyday Heroes Award. All of us in the trenches realize that champions come in all stripes. Healthcare workers tend to those living with HIV, while scientists search for the cure. Friends and family members prove their undying love. Politicians enact laws and change others. Entertainers perform. And they raise funds and speak out to change public opinion. Activists toil to erase stigma and promote prevention. Philanthropists whip out their checkbooks again and again. Throughout all of these efforts, it's easy to forget that far, far away from fanfare, there are everyday heroes who work just as tirelessly. Day in, day out, they give of their time, of themselves, on behalf of all of us. We honor five such individuals tonight. They are members of our desert community who have found it in their hearts to work tirelessly to help people living with HIV/AIDS and to help bring an end to the epidemic here and far beyond. We at Desert AIDS Project are delighted that you found it in your hearts to join us tonight to add your voices to this homage. So let's get on with the show.
She stared the stage with Barbra Streisand, Celine Dion, duetted with Andrea Bocelli and Michael Bolton, and performed for Oprah and President Bill Clinton. Please welcome the wickedly talented Nita Whitaker.
Thank you.
If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer. If you look into your soul, the sorrow that you know will melt away. Let a hero come along with a strength to carry on and to cast your fears aside and to know.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage, Barbara Keller.
Oswald of A&U Magazine, America's AIDS magazine, described as an openly gay, HIV-positive, multi-talented artist who delivers his messages to a worldwide audience in as many ways as he has talents, through his written word, his music, and since July 2012, through his popular blog talk radio show that I listen to. that as of December 2015 has surpassed over 1.9 million cumulative listeners. Wow. Which Alina refers is the power to be strong. Nicholas's HIV testing / safer sex awareness song that has been made available online, not only in its original English version, but translated into 20 different languages. The written word to which Alina refers is Nicholas's memoir, Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It should be noted that in yet another act of giving and in a gesture meant to honor everyday heroes everywhere, for the next 5 days, Nicholas has made a digital download of his book available for free on any device using the Kindle app. Just go to www.lifepositive.com, which redirects to the Amazon page. For those who prefer to read their books the old-fashioned way, Nicholas invites you to a book signing Sunday, January 3rd, from 3 to 5 p.m. on the patio of the beautiful 849 Restaurant and Lounge. In her review of his book, Alina goes on to write, "Snow zeroes in on the core message of Life Positive. Every single person has a tremendous amount of power if they simply choose to express it. We all, as individuals, are immensely powerful. We have one life to live and should make every moment count." Nicholas Snow is absolutely one everyday hero who makes every moment count. And we are all the lucky beneficiaries of his efforts. Please direct your attention to the silver screen.
Okay, can we stop for just a second? A lot of people are afraid to be who they are and to express who they are, and that is the most powerful thing that we can contribute. I don't think that the greater community realizes to what extent the Desert AIDS Project has impacted the health and well-being of our community. One of the things I try to do is inspire people to be themselves and live their life each day, because it doesn't last forever. For me, a hero is anybody that is willing to overcome their own fear and their own obstacles, to connect with other people, to find a way through, and to live each day triumphantly.
Everyday hero and my friend, Nicholas Snow. Woo!
There's no one better than Barbara Keller to have presented this award to me. Thank you, Barbara. I love you, as we all do. And as you know from the still photos by John Pascal, I'm butch. If I don't walk, talk, or move. You might wonder why I didn't dress up for this, but I wanted to start out with this message. There is no shame about being HIV positive. More than ever before, I am completely convinced that every action we take in each and every moment of our lives is profoundly connected to everyone, everywhere,
yes.
Past, present, and future, now and forever.
Yes.
So quite literally, there is no one not to thank. I do want to thank Dave Morgan and Reaction Productions for sponsoring my award, and I offer my congratulations to my fellow honorees. I want to thank J.P. Allen, Daryl Tucci, Frank Goldston, and your entire production team for treating us like stars and making us all feel so special. I also acknowledge my close friends who are with me tonight, Helen M. Holden, who gave me a front row seat to writing a book, my good friend and editor, Kristen Johnson, and her lovely parents, Catherine and Jim, and my most consistent long-term best friend forever, Jeffrey Lang. Speaking of which, I thank my family of origin for giving me life, love, support, encouragement, and a yearning to be of service, even though we seem to have been living in different worlds more often than not. I am eternally grateful to them. And definitely an extension of my family as well. I thank everyone associated with Desert AIDS Project for not only giving me this award, but for literally keeping me alive and thriving on the planet. In the years after graduating from high school as a communications major at Arizona State University, recovering from a conservative political upbringing, and finding my way out of the closet, you never know what the laugh lines would be until you work for the telecom. But this next line is no laughing matter. I heard about gay-related immune deficiency, GRID as they called it, soon to be known as AIDS. I was part of a community in which people I loved and cared for were dying, and they were hated and despised along the way. Later, a battle cry would emerge out of this horror, which could not be more true. Silence does, in fact, equal death. And conversely, I could see that action very profoundly equals life. I realized my greatest weapon was my voice and my ability to yield it for the greater good in each and every moment of life. I was taught the value of every moment of life by the people I loved who were literally fighting for their own lives. It became my responsibility to honor their life force. Early in my life, I realized I had to fight for my life, for our lives, for our right to simply exist. I came out of the closet into the media in the mid-1980s, and I haven't stopped since. In spite of my life's history and personal knowledge, in a very human moment in 2007, I became HIV positive. In subsequent months, despite my decades of activism and intense work on personal growth and recovery, there were times I laid in bed at night wanting to die. I even looked up painless ways of committing suicide. It was the existence of Desert AIDS Project which helped me see a light at the end of a very dark tunnel. I kept choosing life, and I started a journey to turn my own personal tragedy into a future of teachable moments. I kept a secret journal about how this would all transpire, written as I lived it, to keep me motivated and focused, knowing I would share it one day in the form of a blog or a book. This process made me accountable. This is why I describe my book as part 12-step program, 4th-step inventory, part reality show on paper. Written as I lived it, and now a memoir, I became one of the most visible openly HIV-positive people in Asia before returning to Palm Springs to become a client of DAP and start rebuilding my life. It does take a village, and I'm so grateful to have all of you. But more importantly, we all have each other. How fortunate and blessed we are. In one of my first volunteer experiences with DAP, my job was to make sure only people with wristbands were allowed entry to the VIP after party. Well, along come two people I didn't know without wristbands, and the husband is telling me it's okay to let he and his wife into the party. I'm glad I did, because their names are Barbara and Jerry Kelly. Barbara and Jerry have become my friends and my champions. Lulu California Bistro is a longtime sponsor of my show. And Barbara, you are one of the most amazing people on the planet, and if there ever was a connector of humanity, it is you. Another powerful connector, who could not be with us tonight but sends her love to all of the honorees, is Carolyn Caldwell, CEO of Desert Regional Medical Center. I met Carolyn in person for the first time at this event last year. We've come to know and cherish each other, and tonight I'm thrilled to make an announcement. But before I do, I want to acknowledge someone on her team, Linda Stevens, who is here tonight. She was responsible for the rainbow flag that flew over Desert Regional on Pride Weekend, and that tower is lit up in red tonight. Thanks to Carolyn and Linda and Richard Ramhoff at Desert Regional, I'm proud to announce that in 2016 they are a new advertiser on my podcast. Yay. I thank them for amplifying the great work of so many in this community. I want to offer my special thanks to Barry Dayton and your team for your long support of my podcast, which, as you heard, has just passed 1.9 million listens. That's actually 1,904,519. The adventure continues. Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart, is a true story written as I lived it, filled with dramatic twists and turns, darkness and light, tragedy and ultimately triumph. I sought to write a vision for my life into existence, and I was profoundly surprised. Today, my personal mission statement is to honor and express my life force in a way that makes a difference. In doing so, I am fulfilling my life's purpose, which is quite simply connecting the circuitry of humanity. The final words of my HIV testing Safer Sex Awareness Anthem, The Power to Be Strong, proclaim: no matter who you are, no matter what you feel, this is your moment now, and your life is real. So get tested and live longer and be strong. Hear my song, life goes on. Get tested and live longer and be strong. With a final thank you, I will conclude with what I believe is one of the most important sentences in my entire book, and perhaps the most important message I will deliver in my life. Fight for the life and the world of your dreams until you have no life left in this world, for then you will have truly lived. Thank you.
With me. message of my song. Within you is the power to be strong. No matter who you are, no matter what you feel, this is your moment now, and your life is real. So play safely and live longer and be strong. Play safely and live longer.
Up next, Margie Lobley.
The snowstorm continues after this.
I'm Nicholas Snow. When news got out that restaurant guru Willie Rhine and legendary Hollywood photographer John Pascal were combining forces to open 849 Restaurant and Lounge, the media buzz was instant and hasn't stopped since. Since opening September 1st, 2015, 849 has been bestowed consecutive Diner's Choice Awards by users of Open Table and named Best Restaurant on Outlook Magazine's Ultimate Pride List and Best New Restaurant in the Desert Sun's Best of the Valley competition. The Hollywood Reporter calls 849 one of the hottest restaurants to sample, as does LA Eater. New York-based InsideHook.com gives 849 a big shout-out in their JetBlue Palm Springs Travel Advisory. Hollywood Highlight magazine has bestowed 849 with 5 stars, calling it a delightful, delicious, guilty pleasure in the desert. And television host Ross Matthews tells the Desert Sun 849 is among his favorite restaurants in Palm Springs. Variety magazine adds, with 300 seats, an indoor-outdoor patio, and 8,000 square feet, 849 offers space to party in the Uptown Design District. There's all-day happy hour, lounging with a view, and upscale dining. Find all this media coverage and more at 849.com. That's 8 spelled out, the number 4, and 9 spelled out, 849.com. Find the restaurant itself at 849 North Palm Canyon Drive in beautiful Palm Springs, California. Reservations are available at 849.com or give them a call at 760-325-8490. Tell them Nicholas Snow sent you. Up next, Margie Lobley.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome longtime major donor and founder of Desert Aid Project's Partner for Life Giving Program, Mr. Andy Linsky.
Congratulations, Nicholas, and everybody else, Bella, Michael, and Kenny. Very exciting tonight. I am truly honored to present the next Everyday Hero Award to a woman who volunteers in a very special capacity at Desert Aid's project at the Morris and Lila Linsky Food Depot. My brother and I were so happy to be able to memorialize our mom and dad for a service they felt so strongly about, providing nutritious and healthy foods to those in need. Had my mom been alive, I'm sure she would have kept the clients and volunteers very satisfied with what I think was the world's best cheesecake. Not that cheesecake is nutritious or healthy, but wow, is it delicious. So let me tell you about the wonderful and devoted Margie Lobley. Born and raised in Rhode Island, Margie worked as a librarian's assistant following her graduation from college. While at the library, she took additional classes to become a computer operator for Providence Library, and later for the governments of Rhode Island and New York states. Married to Dr. George Lovely and the mother of a son and daughter, John and Ellen, Margie moved with her family to Southern California in 1973. And that's when her volunteer work for a variety of organizations, including the Soroptimists, began. In 1996, while attending a Soroptimist meeting in the desert here, then executive director of DAP, Mark Halpert, spoke and mentioned that the organization needed volunteers. Margie immediately signed up and has been a prize volunteer ever since. For those of you crunching the numbers, that's 20 years just around the corner. And while she first worked in social service, she soon transferred to the Lila and Morris Linsky Food Depot, which is an important part of the main DAP campus. It's estimated that Margie has donated more than 6,000 hours of her time. That represents 3 years of a full-time job. In 1998, Margie was chosen for the Women of Distinction Award by the Soroptimist International. And 2 years ago, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence granted angel status to Margie in recognition of her obvious sharing of their commitment to giving. As most of you know, the Sisters are an international nonprofit organization of gay men who promote joy, forgive guilt from stigmas and labels, and honor community service. The local order of sisters has given $70,000 to groups such as DAP, AAP, HRC, other initials, and area animal shelters, in addition to having been very active in HIV testing and prevention. Margie's own son is a local sister and had the honor of saying to his mom, as he stood in his nun's habit, including 6-inch heels and 3-inch eyelashes, quote, "My work as a sister has been inspired by your work as a volunteer. I love your commitment to DAP's female clients and your all hugs policy," unquote. It should come as no surprise that tonight she adds an Everyday Hero Award to her long, long resume. Please direct your attention to the silver screen as we watch a bit about Margie.
A hero to me is someone who goes out and does things spontaneously when people do not expect them to do it. I know it's not easy for clients to walk in the door looking for help. I try to make it fun for people. Some people, their families are not there for them. And I like to step in and take the place of a family member if I can. By kissing somebody, because I love to hug, I love to kiss the guys and the women. My personal hero is Jay Horowitz, who is involved in many different functions. He was involved with Desert AIDS when it first got started. He's just a big inspiration to me.
Well, I'm going to steal some news from you, Margie, that's for sure. But in the meantime, please, a warm DAP welcome for Margie Logan.
There are so many ways to say and be thankful for this award tonight. Thank you to former Executive Director Mark Halpert for speaking at that Soroptimist luncheon 19 years ago and mentioning that DAP always needs volunteers.
After the meeting, I called and offered my time and services. I am thankful for the honor and privilege of being a part of this great organization. I started out helping the case managers with their never-ending filing. I moved a bunch of files from one area and combined them with files in another area. A bit later, I moved them all back to the original area. Who needed to go to the gym after those workouts? Being involved with the files, I noticed more and more women's names and realized that AIDS was not just a gay man's disease, as the media had us believe. I was honored by my Seroptimist group in Big Bear, where we lived part-time, for my work here in the desert. While thanking them, I reminded those local businesswomen to use protection if they were going to fool around. That got their attention. I should have put a bunch of condoms on the tables. Next time I will. Educate others whenever you can. For more than 15 years, I have been lucky to be involved in the farmers market and food depot. Seeing the same faces month after month has allowed me to develop deep friendships and shows me how essential these services are. Recently, I gave a client a $10 gift card and he told me it felt like $1 million. You don't forget moments like that. One Christmas, we were able to transform box loads of donated fabric samples into 120 hand-sewn decorative pillows that were then sold, allowing us to purchase gift cards for our clients. Other years, generous donations from family, friends, and DAP staff allowed us to put together almost 300 gift bags of toiletries and goodies. For some of our clients, those were the only gifts they would receive that year. Their gratitude and smiles are some of my favorite moments here at DAP. I am thankful for the animal lovers who have donated pet food over the years. We never have enough. Last year, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence gave us a grant that enabled us to purchase enough Ensure-type products to give each client that wanted a six-pack of the drinks. To some clients, it was like handing them expensive champagne. It makes me feel good to see a smile on a client's face when you tell them how proud you are of them after they have turned their lives around and are looking so much better. I've been blessed to be able to give many celebration hugs. Over the years, there have been many laughs and tears. I have made many friends and sadly lost a few to this horrible disease. I have come to love the clients and I feel their love in return. These relationships have helped get me through some of my own tough times. I would like to thank my everyday hero, Jay Horwitz, because he has truly inspired me to be a better person by his constantly doing for others. Thank you to my family, especially my husband George, who is unable to be here tonight, for always supporting and encouraging me. Thank you, DAP, for this award and allowing me to have the fun doing what I love to do. We all need to give of ourselves to help others and learn to pay it forward. Thank you.
The incomparable Nita Whitaker.
I love your servants' hearts. God bless you all.
You're so hot.
Well, thank you.
So hot.
Deep within each heart, there lies a magic spark that lights the fire of our imagination. And since the dawn of man, the strength of just I can has brought together people of all nations. There's nothing ordinary in the living of each day. There's a special part every one of us will play. Feel the flame forever burn, teaching lessons we must learn to bring us closer to the power of the dream. Is all your own creation, and every boy and girl, as they come into this world, they bring the gift of hope and inspiration. Build a flame forever burn, teaching lessons we must learn to bring us closer to the power.
Next, Bella DeBall.
The snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revivals store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
Up next, Bella DeBall.
Please welcome the president of First Community Insurance, Mr. Ernie Santora.
Good evening. It's such a pleasure and an honor for me to be here tonight to present an Everyday Hero Award to Bella DeBall, the alter ego of Brian Wansick. Though technically a drag queen, Bella transcends the art. She is a social ambassador par excellence and always the hostess with the mostest. Not only does she entertain on her stage in her own shows, she is present of goodwill at the various LGBT events, some philanthropic, some not, that pepper our desert calendar. Brian is so tall, especially in heels, that you can see Bella and her hair coming from a mile away. And that's wonderful, because no special event in the Coachella Valley, it would not be a special event without her. And there are way too many to mention that would be special if she were not there. Brian and Bella are the recipients of a star on the Palm Springs Walk of Stars, and Bella has received Safe Schools Desert Cities Champion for Youth Award for the LGBTQIA Youth in the Desert, Pride Nation's Best Entertainer, People's Choice Award for many years, a Community Service Award from AIDS Assistance Program at Evening Under the Stars, and most recently, Volunteer of the Year from Greater Palm Springs Pride. She was also just named Best Drag Personality in Desert Outlook's Best of the Valley Ultimate Pride Contest. Since Brian says he's a small-town Minnesota boy who's been wearing skirts and high heels since he can ever remember, I guess Bella was long born a long time ago. Let's take a look at her all grown up. Please direct your attention to the silver screen.
Someone that inspires you. Hey, let's help everybody and have a good time at it. My personal heroes, my parents, my mother and father growing up in small town Minnesota. The heroes are the hundreds of people that I have the privilege and honor to work with, and all of these charities and these organizations. The work that DAP does is so important. We can all work together, we can all help each other, we can make this a better community, a better city, state, world, and I love every single one of you.
Please join me in giving an Everyday Hero welcome to Bella DeBall, also known as Brian Wansick.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. What a gorgeous evening with all you beautiful people.
Love you.
Thank you, my dear.
There is so much love in this room and so much love in this organization. Isn't it fabulous? Thanks to Desert AIDS Project for this honor. I am thrilled and touched. Congratulations to my fellow honorees. I salute all of you and am an honor to be in your presence. Let's give them all a round of applause, please. The Desert AIDS Project has so many wonderful programs and offerings, and all of you here are such strong supporters, and I thank you and I commend you for what you do. I am happy to be a very small part of the many events and the happenings that are scheduled throughout the year. It's a pleasure to work with management, the staff, and the volunteers at DAP. Everyone there and everyone here is indeed a hero. I accept this honor on behalf of all of you and encourage you all to continue to support the fight of Desert AIDS Project. Special thanks to the sponsor of my award, First Community Insurance, and the presenting sponsor of this program, the Nest Egg Group, and all the other sponsors and persons involved in making this annual event and this entire day happen. It was such a gorgeous day earlier today with the rededication of the ribbon and all the special events that happened. Yeah, it was fabulous. And I am so thrilled tonight, and I send out special thanks to my partner Ken and our special friends who are with us tonight. Thank you, everybody. I'm so honored. Thank you.
Up next, Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp.
Please welcome Desert AIDS Project Chief Development Officer, Mr. Daryl Tucci.
Good evening. Time and time again tonight, we've heard about how powerful it is when one person, one hero, decides to make a difference. Well, imagine when that power is doubled, thanks to the long-time loving bond between two partners, each striving towards the same humanitarian goals. Kenny Jervis and Michael Crisp form one such couple. They're like the real-life Batman and Robin, or more likely, Thor and Captain America, Superman and Iron Man. I mean, come on, these guys have guns. You'll see in 3 minutes if you don't know them. Anyway, you get my drift. The more important thing is, they're ours. The Jervis Crisp list of charitable achievements is a long one indeed. Perhaps most famously, their annual Booze and Nuts party, which started as a simple get-together for hundreds of their closest friends in their Palm Springs home, morphed into a generous fundraiser when this dynamic duo decided to charge at the door and put their social skills to good use, benefiting worthy causes such as HIV and AIDS and anti-bullying. Where DAP is concerned, Kenny and Michael co-chaired the Midsummer Dance Party for many years and hosted the hosted a dinner at my place opening night party at their home 3 years ago. Both of these happenings were fundraisers for our organization. Through Share Nightclub in Las Vegas, which they owned from November 2011 till September 2015, Kenny and Michael were involved in a multitude of special events that benefited HRC, Golden Rainbow, The Trevor Project, Aid for AIDS of Nevada, Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, and Gay Pride of Southern Nevada. Let's see these guys in action on the screen.
One of my favorite heroes is my partner Michael, who's taught me so much about perseverance and strength, and always been there when the going gets tough, when I get tired from doing the work I do in the world, and he's a great one to lean on. The work that DAP does is so important because it has an organization of people that truly care. They really truly put their clients that come in the door that need that help ahead of everything else. I don't know that I consider myself a hero. My motivations came in life very young from watching the AIDS epidemic begin. That is what created my need to help the community and people around me. And the work's not done. You gotta keep doing it, people. It's just what we do.
Please welcome the everyday hero, double whammy, of Kenny Jervis and Michael Crist.
Project and its entire staff for all you do day in and day out. It's always a pleasure collaborating with each of you and your hard work and dedication to the cause that inspires us all. I'm the prior Casino Awardees. My journey in understanding and dealing with AIDS crisis began in 1982. The term AIDS was being used to label a disease that was taking the lives of so many. As a young man in my early 20s, I was hit head on with learning about loss in the burying of 19 of my closest friends before I was 30. One of my best friends during those years was a gentleman named Jimmy, who was the boyfriend of the interior designer Steve Chase. Spending time with Jimmy and Steve changed my viewpoint of what opportunities were present in the world. A much different viewpoint than of an individual born and raised in a small East Los Angeles town. I was able to see what opportunities were abundant through hard work and perseverance. I truly learned from Steve and my mother, Pinky Jervis, is in the house, what truly having a generous heart meant. I learned quickly that this virus does not discriminate regardless of socio or economic status. The crisis also taught me a very important lesson, that each and every one of us can make a difference in the lives of one or many. It's our choice. I had friends disowned by their parents. I remember one father calling my friend's mother in a hospital room, and in front of me, hearing the conversation, telling telling the mother, "Let the queer die and you come home." I realized early on that friends were sick and in need of medications, rent money, car payment money, money to eat, and most of all, love, as this terrible disease was taking its toll. I needed to get busy. In those early years, a fire was burning inside me to work, make as much money as possible, to help my sick friends in any way possible. Sometimes that meant paying for expenses. Sometimes it was just providing companionship, love, friendship, compassion. Fast forward, and here we are 30 years later. Thankfully, great strides have been made and will continue to be made. And when it comes to the war on AIDS, medication and treatments are allowing HIV-infected individuals to live healthy and long lives. I did pretty good on that.
You did.
World AIDS Day. For me, a day of reflections on the past and hope for the future. In October 1996, my then boyfriend Jeffrey and I flew to Washington, D.C. for the week. We were to spend the week as volunteers for the NAMES project. The entire AIDS memorial quilt would be on display at the National Mall. We knew this would be the last time, excuse me, all of the panels would be on display at once. My job for the week was that of a volunteer, and I was to assist in unfolding the quilt each morning, and then assist in folding the quilt at the end of each day. I spent the day each day that we were there reading the panels. In 5 days, I cried as if I hadn't cried never before in my life, reading each and every panel, talking to the family and friends whose loved ones lives were represented in these 3-foot by 6-foot panels. Imagining the life that was cut short, the life that could have been for each of these individuals who had died from AIDS. I literally stood before each and every panel over those 5 days and read at each and every one of them. What an incredible experience. It was very sad. Very sad. But as sad as I was very angry. I've never forgotten the emotional impact that week had on my life. It was a week that changed my life forever. I knew then that I had to get involved, and I did. That was nearly 20 years ago. As of 2013, AIDS has killed more than 36 million people worldwide. An estimated 35.3 million people are living with HIV. Despite recent improved access to antiretroviral treatment in many regions of the world, the AIDS epidemic claims an estimated 2 million lives each year, of which 270,000 are children. These numbers are staggering. Since 2012, the theme for World AIDS Day is getting to zero. Zero new infections, zero AIDS-related deaths, zero discrimination. This is a tremendous... This is a tremendous goal indeed. In order to get closer to obtaining this goal, we must continue to concentrate on educating young people. The youth of today have not experienced nor seen what the pandemic created and the loss of so many of our friends and loved ones. Kenny and I love Palm Springs. There is such a sense of community. We feel like we live in this wonderful little gay village where people truly, truly care for one another. We need to continue to take care of those in our community who need our assistance. There are so many that require a doctor's care, medications, housing, and food on their tables. We need to help as much and as often as possible. We all can do more. Kenny and I would like to thank Desert AIDS Project for honoring us this year as everyday heroes. We are humbled. We truly believe that all of you associated with DAP are the real heroes. We'd also like to congratulate the other honorees, Bella Duvall, Marjorie Lobley, and Nicholas Snow. Thank you. Before I go, I have a little surprise for Kenny. Or should I say, someone has a big surprise for him. Could our VIP mystery guest please come to the stage? Just a simple, gorgeous sister in the house, which I know.
Most of you have seen Kenny in full hair and makeup. I'm guessing you know immediately that I'm his sister. I'm Jackie, Kenny's older sister, and I couldn't be more excited to be here to honor him and Michael. Although some may consider Kenny at his finest as a geisha girl, or maybe in full Adele drag, what we know about both him and Michael is that their muscles can make this a bit tough to pull off at times. But one of Kenny's muscles has always been huge. No, not that one. I'm talking about his heart. His heart has always been enormous. And ever since he's moved into what we affectionately call 520, his Camino Calidad commune, or his ultimate Barbie dream home. It's always better than mine. I can't help but notice that just as his biceps and pecs have blown up, thanks to Michael, his heart muscle has gotten even bigger too. Something I didn't think was possible with my brother. Because all of my life, people have been drawn to Kenny. Not just because of his humor, although few people can make me laugh more, or because of how great he can look in 4-inch stilettos. He's been practicing in mine for 40 plus years. Or that he can liven up a dance floor better than Beyonce on crack. It's because at the end of the day, Kenny is always there to notice and to give attention to almost everyone, especially the ones that so many others miss. He's never missed me more than anyone in my life, and I have some really great friends and family. It has always been Kenny who, at the end of the day, has been there to pick me up when I'm at my lowest and to make me laugh when I'm at my highest. For those reasons, and so many more, if I had the time to tell you, he's always been my hero. It's no surprise to me that he and Michael are now your heroes too. Because they're not only everyday heroes, they're everybody heroes. I'm so happy to see all of you discover the goodness in my beloved brother that I've been so blessed to be close to for all 29 years of my life. I love you, Kenny and Michael, and I couldn't be prouder to be your sister. Thank you.
The incredible Nita Whitaker.
I'm here, girl.
Can we hold the tractors a sec? Thank you. I just couldn't sing again without saying something about the heart that I feel in this room. We see so much ugliness and negativity thrown at us from the news. And this room and all of you who are being celebrated tonight show us what good yes. kindness look like.
Yes.
What being helpful and reaching out a hand and having acts of kindness looks like. You inspire me, inspire all of us to do better, to do more, to reach higher, to give more, to be better people in the world. Thank you for your example. Living back in Louisiana, and we had what they didn't know what to call it, and we lost our first patient, and they didn't know what to call it. Now we know what to call it. I remember being at that bedside, and so as I hear all the things that you're doing and see all the ways that you're reaching out and reaching in and reaching above, thank you. I just had to say that, and I just hope that this organization lives forever and that we'll keep doing, you will keep doing the good work, and I need to do more. We all need to do more. God bless you all. But so we need to give this club real time too. This is the essence of everything that we have to love ourselves before we can love anyone else. And the words of that are immortalized in this wonderful, wonderful song. I hope you all enjoy.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. Never found anyone who fulfilled my need. I love to play
Development Officer Daryl Tucci.
On behalf of the 2,600 people we serve at Desert AIDS Project, thank you for joining us this evening as we mark World AIDS Day. Please join me in giving another round of applause for all of our everyday heroes. And for our fabulous Nita Whitaker. Before closing, we'd also like to give a special thank you to all of our sponsors who made this evening possible by underwriting the majority of the expenses. Our major sponsors, Lulu California Bistro, Momentous Events, and our hosts, the Camelot Theaters. Our headliner sponsor, Contour Dermatology. Event sponsors, Steve Tobin and the Grace Helen Spearman Foundation, The Desert Sun, Cool, Sanctuary Palm Springs, Signature Party Rentals, and Trick Dog Films. And our award sponsors, Ernie Santora of First Community Insurance, Mike Williams of Canyon Pacific Insurance, and Dave Morgan of Reaction Productions. And last, but certainly not least, our presenting sponsor for the second consecutive year, Jeffrey Walter and the Nest Egg Group. Lastly, a special thank you to my colleagues at Desert AIDS Project who organized this evening, J.P. Allen, Hudson Alling, Kelly Coe, Alexis Ortega, Beth Newton, George Nacy Sinatra, and Barry Dayton, award show writer Daniel Valancourt, and all-volunteer show producer Frank Goldstein of Momentous Events. As you all leave this evening, we invite you to take a moment to think about the contributions our everyday heroes have made and continue to make. We hope it will spark many others to follow in their footsteps. Have a wonderful evening and thank you for being here.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google Plus, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.